We are here with Minister Anthony Roberts. He is the president of the Friends of Brazil New South Wales Parliamentary Group. How are you tonight?
I'm wonderful. You can hear from the background how excited people are. What a great night this is.
Did you enjoy the day-to-day, the business association between Brazil and Australia trying to improve?
Well, I've got to say, I flew in especially for this. But when you have a look around at such a great group of people, entrepreneurs, people, Brazilians that want to make a difference. In fact, I've never been to a function where there are actually more South American delegates, as in consul generals from South American companies, seeing what Brazil's doing.
Why your relationship with the Brazilians? How did it start?
How could you not love a Brazilian? You know, the Brazilians have so much in common with us. You know, again, they share a democracy, and it's a robust democracy. But also, they're just the best people. They love a barbecue, right? They're involved in mining. They love surfing. They love everything we love, in New South Wales particularly. You know, and so the commonalities there are so incredible. And that's why New South Wales has particularly reached out to Brazil through me to ensure that we're going to engage Brazil, to ensure that that's a partner for us, both business and socially, for the next, three or four generations. I'm not talking one generation, three or four. Purely came through, you've got a great leader in New South Wales and through the Chamber and so forth. But I've always seen strategically the best role for New South Wales is to look to South America. So for us, Brazil seems the most networked country over there. So that's why I've engaged them. So I engaged Brazil.
We have plenty of Brazilian students around. If you go to Bondi, mainly Northern Beaches, what's the importance of Brazilian students for New South Wales economy?
Oh, look, Brazilian students here play an incredible role in developing our economy. But our economy is actually, like Brazil, we've moved on. So we've got an established economy. For me, it's more important. The Brazilians that are over here, right, we are moving into a troubled future, right? Right? So for me, the Brazilians that are meeting people here in Australia, the more Australians we can get moved to Brazil, that's where the future is. You know, again, free democracies, and robust democracies, and the fact that when an Australian travels the world, no one dislikes an Australian. And can I tell you, when a Brazilian travels the world, no one dislikes a Brazilian. They are the most wonderful people. They're open, they just want to have a good time like Australians do. So that's where we've got so much in common. Now, we share so much, so it's a natural affinity for both our nations to come together. Brazil has so many resources as we do, but it's the innovation, it's the smartness. So you've got highly intelligent Brazilians, doing a great amount of work, as well as Australians. It's about time we came together, we developed, well, I've got to say, our own link, and took the world on.
Minister Anthony Roberts, thank you very much for your time and disposition talking to us tonight.
My pleasure.
O ministro Anthony Roberts é o representante do eleitorado de Lane Cove no Parlamento de Nova Gales do Sul. Ele é o ministro do Estado da Indústria e dos Recursos, é o líder do governo no Parlamento e também é o presidente do Grupo Parlamentar dos Amigos do Brasil.
Você está com a rádio SBS em português.